I went to a Wegmans, okay. So I was like, oh, Wegmans.
Oh my God. Do you guys ever do vacation Bible school?
Roughage. Welcome, everybody, to the podcast that, unlike a broken clock, is subject to change. I'm your host, Keith, and joining me for this verbal potluck in which everyone brings a different subject to the table are five of my best friends. There's a lot of people here. We have Stationary Steve. What up?
Yeah, hello.
Nice. Dead behind the eyes, Darcy. How you doing?
Wow, that's
Tell me
dark.
How you really feel.
That is dark.
This was Lucia's idea. Kitty Cat Katie, what's up?
All right, I'll take it.
Kitty Cat Katie.
Lazy Eye Lucia, what's up?
Thank you.
I guess Danielle's
I'm
here,
not
too.
Sure which is worse.
Kind of. We're on sound effects for baby noises.
All right. I typically say that we have a good show today, but I'm not sure that we do.
Whoa. Wow.
Then
the
I'll
insults
run,
are flying.
Then I'll have this all day. I don't know.
Right out of the gate.
Then I'll run. I typically run down our topics, but I don't know if half of us have chosen our topics yet. So, Stevie, I know you've chosen a topic. So, what's your subject?
My subject is, well, I've got some questions to ask all of you. And it's which would you rather do?
I think
or...
it's called would you rather.
Hey, would you rather
CD,
shut
I'm
up?
I'm gonna need a little more energy from you right now.
I know. I gotta amp it up. So I'm gonna start off with the first question. It's not as good as the last, but the first one. Would you rather never have access to the internet or have Nicolas Cage always be within 1 meter of you?
What? Never have access to the internet.
Wait.
For sure.
Those wait,
so
you can
unrelated.
Either have Nicolas Cage
yeah. wait,
next
so,
to you a meter away at all
Stevie.
Times for
Actually,
the rest of your life.
Dead. Stevie, so I can have the internet and Nicolas Cage?
No.
It's really a win-win situation.
Like, no, I think what you said
Google
is that
things. Wait, how
I
far
get the
away
internet
is he from
and
you?
I get Nicolas
no,
Cage.
No, you do not get the internet.
Can me. You kill him?
You either take away the internet or you get Nicolas Cage.
Well, that's
well,
what.
And then, you get the internet still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Gone. Wait, how
oh,
far
well,
away is
well, if
he
you have
Nicolas
millimeters? Cage, then you have the internet.
1 meter.
1 meter. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. 3 feet. 1 meter. Sorry.
This is a would you rather.
So I would rather have Nicolas Cage and have access to the internet.
Well, that's not an option.
But if I had to choose between having Nicolas Cage and having the internet, I'd choose Nicolas Cage. But as it's worded, I'm pretty sure I get Nicolas
yeah,
Cage.
So what you're saying is
and
you're Nicolas
Cage
fan.
Yeah, I'm a big Nicolas
you know,
Cage
I forgot
fan.
To type out the would you rather part at the beginning, so it got a lot little complicated.
No.
All right. Well, let's move on. Question number two. Would you rather have Cheeto fingers for the rest of your life
Ugh.
Or have popcorn kernels stuck
Ooh.
In your teeth for the rest of your life?
Popcorn kernels.
Fuck, and this is like
I fingers, take Cheeto then I fingers. Can get a little Cheeto. Snack every
okay,
time.
But
I wear gloves.
This means every time you touch something, you get Cheetos
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I don't like that. Ooh,
that's bad.
I'm going to wear gloves.
Yeah.
Over my Cheetos fingers.
Yeah, I think
over your Cheetos.
I think you can wear gloves here. There's absolutely no way that I would ever agree to having popcorn kernels in my teeth for
but
the rest of my life.
It's
you
terrible.
Just trail everything with Cheeto fingers.
I would
not
literally
with my gloves on.
Lucia, I'd literally kill myself over having popcorn kernels in my teeth
wow.
for the rest
well,
of my life. It'd be a very
but then
short
that means
life.
That I get to eat popcorn every day, which
it's
I,
kernel.
Yeah, but she only eats the kernels.
No, I like all my favorite part so of popcorn
like
is the
too?
Half popped
wow.
popcorn kernels.
You are a special breed.
Do you know what I mean? It's like at the bottom and they're not
you.
Kernels and they have like half popped. But
yeah,
so
yeah we know what you mean.
I do not. Understand.
We're aware
I
of what you
those
mean.
Out.
Everyone else spits those out.
No, I
before
find
before they
those.
Get stuck in their teeth.
Yeah. They're my favorite.
Oh my God. what happened to you?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Right, but I'm Steve. Just wondering, how often are you going to have to change your gloves? Because It just keeps coming out.
Literally everything. Nora would just be orange. Through
the
gloves?
It comes through your hands, and it could go through the gloves.
These are nice gloves.
You're just adding.
They're Gore-Tex.
Yeah, you got some good gloves. Adding different.
I was sitting away at the mic at the time, but I actually agree with Lucia. I like the half-popped kernels.
Fuck. Thank
and
you.
And I would enjoy flossing my teeth all the time.
Oh, but it never comes out.
I never floss.
Dang.
Hope they come out.
It just came out that flossing is not that good for you. So.
Oh, I heard that.
Hey,
good news for me.
Danielle, next time we're getting married, can you tell me that stuff before? And
why would it bother you if I had kernels in between my teeth?
It just makes me question our entire relationship.
Every time you made out, she would just get cut by the kernels.
That's inappropriate, Lucia. I don't want to talk about that right now.
All right, guys, we got to move on. We got more questions to go. All right, question number 3. Would you rather swim everywhere or listen to Nickelback for 12 hours each day for the rest of your life?
Swim.
I'd be fit. Swim. And it wouldn't
I love swimming.
I'd be under the water and not able to hear the Nickelback.
How do we swim everywhere? How does that work?
I don't know. Maybe you'd like swim through the air instead of walking.
That or, sounds pretty
It doesn't matter. It could or be maybe lava if I don't have to listen to Nickelback.
Or how about like...
You can get a boat.
You know that episode of The Simpsons where they fill like the back of a dump truck with water and everyone swims in it?
Yeah.
So if I had someone driving me around when while I pretended to swim, maybe that'd be okay.
We could have a pool, Stevie?
No.
I actually saw that in dump real life truck. In South Carolina.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Did you partake?
No, I just drove by it in horror.
Horror? It's like a dream come true.
The problem is you'd always be wet if you had to swim everywhere. Like, you'd have to dry off before you got in the grocery store.
Major chafing.
So is this just you or is literally everyone swimming?
Wait, but then,
I would think everybody would have to swim.
Unless they like Nickelback.
Unless they like Nickelback.
Become the next
so it would basically be you're living in the ocean, like under water.
Does this like turn the earth into water world?
Yeah, I feel like it would have
to. I think we're just talking about water world at this point.
Yeah.
Well, half the world will be water and half will be Nickelback
lovers.
So I can't
Well, to be fair, right now, 70% of the world is water.
Yeah, but 30% is not Nickelback lovers.
I'd say more than that.
I mean, I think we're all swimming because 12 hours of the same band, even if they're good, is a lot.
Ask Michael about that one.
I wasn't saying I wouldn't choose some bands over swimming. I'm just saying they really make it an easy decision when they make it Nickelback.
Yeah.
All right, Stevie.
All right, the next question. Would you rather be filthy rich but have Justin Bieber or be Justin Bieber's assistant or dirt poor and get to be anybody's assistant you choose?
Wait, can you say that again?
Let me say that again.
Can you say that again?
Would you rather be filthy rich but have to be Justin Bieber's assistant
or
dirt poor but get to be anybody's assistant of your choice?
I'd be Justin Bieber's assistant a million times because I'm a believer. Always have and always will be.
That's gross.
And I just love him. I would date him. We would have a scandal.
Why do you love him?
I just do. Did you ever watch his documentary?
He literally
is. He's a good guy.
No, absolutely not.
He just gets portrayed the wrong way.
Oh, no, he's not. He like yells at little girls.
What was that called? Never Say Never. My mom and I went to the theater together and watched.
Next question.
You have horrible.
We all know the answer.
Horrible taste.
I feel like I don't, but I just have a soft spot for Justin Bieber.
Yeah, she does.
Why?
He's just so cute.
He's a fucking tool.
Oh, yeah. Shush.
Second
so
that.
Would you if you were like a 21-year-old with all this money and
no,
you know what?
Absolutely
all he wants
not.
To do is
I was
be in Canada
right.
shooting hoops with his bros.
I was raised right, Lucia, and that's why I wouldn't turn into Justin Bieber with all that money. I would like. Give to charity and be nice to
he
little
does
girls.
He does give to charity.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
All right. Show me one instance of him giving to charity.
I can't right
okay,
now.
Okay, then.
On my
All
phone.
Right. Moving on.
Because I traded off for Nicolas Cage.
Moving
All right.
On.
Let's move on here. All right. Would you rather have a time machine that only goes back in time or a time machine that only goes forward in time?
Back in time, definitely.
Why?
Because
global warming.
I think back in
you
want to
stop global warming.
Yeah. No, I just don't want to go
your
there.
Your whole life is dictated by what you already know is going to happen.
Do I have to use it or do I just have it?
You just have it, but you.
Like, all right.
Well, what would you have?
Why would it matter if you didn't?
I would put Justin Bieber in it and send him to the future.
Do you think Nickelback will fit too?
How many members of Nickelback?
Probably five. I don't know.
Probably five. It would be better if you sent them way back in time.
No, because then they might influence the future.
Not
versus
the dinosaurs.
Being in the future, they're not going to influence.
Let's send them way into the future. Like, world's gone. They're floating in space.
I hear in 5 billion years, the Earth is going to not be here. So,
yeah.
Let's send them then.
Well, I don't think that was a very nice thing of you to say. You said you were raised well. That was cruel.
I am. I was raised.
He's looking out for the greater good.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you wouldn't want to go forward in time or reverse in time?
I'm not.
Yeah, I feel like playing with. Time travel has always been proven in fictional movies to be a bad idea. Well, so
exactly.
I never do.
Well,
that.
If you can't come
I'm trying
back
to live
to
in the
future.
Now.
Have you seen Back to the Future?
But you can't come back is the problem.
Back to
like
the future.
If I had to use it once, I would go back like a year or something.
I would probably go back to like my childhood or something.
I'd go like
but I'm not
way
going
back.
To I'm never going to the
yeah,
future without knowing
no,
what it is.
No, the future's way too scary.
Because I won't know if you know what I'm getting into. So we're all.
No, I'd go back, I think.
Yeah, I think we're all going
so
back.
We're all going back.
We're going back to Jurassic Park time.
Yes. 65 million years ago.
All right, on to the next question. Which superpower would you rather have? The ability to fly or become invisible?
Oh.
This is a classic.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Fly, I think.
I know, flying's so sweet.
So they're so different because when you're flying, you're just visible to everyone, right? Like you are just, no one's not going to be looking at you when you're up in the fucking air and people are like, how the fuck is that person up
that's
there?
That's true, so you're kind of invincible.
Unless there's clouds.
No, but when you're invisible, no one knows you're there. So it's like, what do you want? Do you want to be the most famous person in the world or do you want to be the most anonymous person in
true.
The world?
You
that's
can do more invisible.
You guys
yeah,
talked
but
about
flying
this on your podcast
so cool.
before and I like Danielle's answer of teleporting.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's kind of the best of both worlds.
Well, that wasn't the question.
I know.
Yeah, answer the question. And that brings on the next question.
No, we answered this one.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right.
You're jumping the gun.
We're going back to question
flying
seven.
All right. There you go.
Darcy, what are you doing?
I definitely fly.
You're all flying? I'm going invisible. I feel like I can accomplish more as an invisible person.
You just organize all day.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, think of all the responsibility that I have now.
So,
I could avoid all of it.
So are you going to become a superhero at this point?
No way.
Yeah, no.
If anything, I'd be a supervillain.
I was just thinking of Keith being invisible and constantly wondering, is Keith in the room right now?
Well, you would know because I'd be playing video games or something. But then I would deny it, even though it was on the TV.
Invisibility has gone to waste.
Yeah, I would waste invisibility for sure.
But it would be good for like getting into concerts and stuff.
There you go.
That's true.
Well, actually,
but you don't have your
too.
Tag, though.
Well, actually, this is
they never expect the crowd get.
This is an important question.
The gate jumpers from the sky.
How fast can I fly? Because that really dictates
I would
my...
think that you could go pretty fast.
That's,
I don't even care.
This isn't part of the question.
No, but for me, it is.
I think a Sunday stroll in the sky.
Can I pull a Superman and go around the Earth
like,
and turn back time?
Am I like, am I like a pigeon?
The last question.
I'm sure you can.
Am I flapping my ass off up there?
And like, is my ability to fly... Like, when, if I have someone on
can
my
I fly
back,
to Europe?
Will I feel it, or will my flight be so, like, you know, powerful that I won't feel any people on my back? Then I could, you know, sell my services as an airplane. You
how
know?
Hard is it to breathe up there?
I mean, what
that's
if
true.
You hit a bird?
Do I need to invest in an oxygen mask?
So,
a lot of questions.
For me, if I was...
You gotta learn the plane routes, the bird routes...
For me, that's if true. I
now
flew,
there's drones up there.
Bugs in your eyes. You gonna wear goggles? What kind of goggles?
Yeah.
Invisible is much easier. You don't even need clothes.
If I can fly over like 200 miles an hour, I think I'd choose flying. Otherwise, yeah. I'm going invisible.
Flying, I feel like, I'm most interested in it for the traveling aspect.
Yeah. Like I can, it won't cost me so much to go to California.
Your nice views.
Lucia, can you get closer to your mic?
I was yelled at for being too close.
I just want to be able to soar. I don't want to flap.
Yeah, you can't win, Lucia.
I know.
I'm sticking with flying.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll fly too.
You don't have to be like everyone else.
Fine, assholes.
I don't know. I think I want to be invisible.
Yeah, I'm going invisible.
Stevie
too.
Would be the creepiest invisible person. Yes.
Hey.
I know.
What's that smell?
Speaking of smells, which is nice, part of the next one. Would you rather smell terrible, but you can't smell it, or your partner smell terrible and you have to smell it?
Oh, wait, that's my life with you.
You smell exactly. Terrible, I knew you'd
and
like
you
that
can't
one.
Smell it, and I have to smell you all the time.
Oh, I smell it. I just like it.
You just smelt it out.
Lucia, how is it?
It's terrible.
It's pretty bad.
Just so, constantly in a fart cloud.
I mean, yeah, obviously I'd rather be the one that smells because then I don't have to smell anyone.
Yeah, I don't
but
even
then
think
you're
there's
at
a
work
question
and you
there.
Smell, like at a yeah. work meeting.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
bad.
I'd be so self-conscious all the time.
Yeah,
yeah, me just, too.
I hate, I mean, I have some BO right now and I'm, I feel like Keith is judging me.
I would just like to point out that the men chose to smell and then the women chose their partners to smell. So
it
seems like,
so yeah,
seems like it's working out.
It's a perfect match.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. All right, Stevie.
That was fun.
All right. The next question is, would you rather have a permanent clown face or permanent clown clothes?
Oh,
nice.
Ooh. Depends
on the clown.
I
yeah, are we talking big shoes or are we talking the nose?
Are we talking,
I mean,
parachute
are we talking?
Suspender
well,
clothes?
No, that's what you're talking. It's whether you want the well, face or do you want the clothes.
Is it a hip trendy clown?
Yeah.
You're going to have
to make
it.
Yellow or red?
Can I,
it's always yellow and red.
Can I get a tattoo over my clown face or no?
So you're trying to be a gigolo?
I do not think that's part of the question.
Yeah, we're going to gather.
I'd say clothes.
What's going to give you...
Clothes.
Well, can I wear clothes over my clothes?
I don't think
what's
that's...
stopping me from taking them off?
Yeah, good question.
I think they're permanently on, though.
How?
How are they closed?
Because that's what it
I
says
don't think
in the question.
The answers all right,
so... all right, so...
Well, I have some other random ladies' answers, but...
Let's read those.
She said
why
clothes.
Haven't you been saying hers?
No, okay. No,
she said it was obviously close.
No, let's talk this through, though.
Oh, it's obvious.
What's going to give you more flexibility in your career?
Clothes.
Clown clothes or clown face?
Clothes.
Clothes?
You're going to scare people with a clown face. Like, clothes? Imagine if you show up in a restaurant.
It only works
like,
once you're in management. Then you're golden.
No, I'm going clown face. Because a clown.
That's going to help
no,
you?
No, I have a clown face and a nice suit. People would hire me for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. This guy's a psychopath.
I would explain to them that my mom was really fucked up and she tattooed this on my face and
I lost
no
a would you rather.
You look like a
no
serial
one,
killer.
No one's
is,
ever given
have,
me a chance.
You
but
have
I'm
the,
harding, harder working than anyone else
you
that you would hire.
Do you have the spongy nose attached? You know, the red
the
sponge.
One. Well, I would get the one that honks because that's fun. I'm going hit clown face. Fuck everyone.
You're going to look like a
you're
serial killer.
You're supposed to conform, remember?
Yeah, I
can't do clown face because I'd break out.
But then it doesn't matter because you have clown face.
Yeah.
That's true.
What does clown acne look
clown
like?
Clown crater face.
Clown acne.
Clackney.
Acme. You know.
Act clown.
All right,
Stevie
you
done texting over there?
No, I remember reading today about the whole clown face, and there was some saying about it where it has to do with moms loving clown faces.
Were you
and
on like a
I can't find it.
I'm going to say let's...
No, it was on where I found these questions.
I'm going to say let's move on to the next one.
Yeah.
All right, well, now we're getting a little wild. Would you rather watch your parents do it every night for the rest of your life or join in once
oh,
to stop
God.
It?
Wow, everything is so easy.
But I don't have a dad, so.
So that means.
Oh
my.
So I win.
Pulling the pity card of
all of you guys with two parents.
Questions still stand.
Okay, so now you get to watch. Oh, I don't.
Don't
know.
Even. My mom no. listens to this podcast.
I know, but you're the one that.
Hey, Laurie.
What's up? You're. You need to answer the question as it was asked.
How? Is it going to be like, what's that movie? Ghost scenario?
No, it's... You have one parent.
Yeah.
So, do the math. It's either one person or two people.
You have to tell your
mom
not to listen to this.
Fine. Don't answer, but that.
I
but Stevie's
get
the one
it.
That
one
asked.
One person
it.
Or two people?
I had to do it. It was all the right, most fine. Risque one
moving
I saw.
Moving on from Lucia. All
right, up to Katie. What would you say?
Oh, God.
And we'll
know.
Send
my
her the link
is,
too.
Who's going to join in on
I
the
I don't
parents.
Think my parents have sex, so.
They've had sex at least once.
No, twice. They're going to have it every night, according to this paper.
And you watch it?
And you watch.
And you're going to watch it
well,
until you
not
jump
in
so
I will watch
to
it.
Stop it.
Oh, that's fun.
I'll watch.
It's like
would
National
you
Geographic at some point.
What? All right, Darcy. What are you doing?
That's a toughie. Oh, God. That's a real toughie.
I'm going to need you to get closer to your mic.
You know, I'm just not sure.
All right, that's not
are
an
you
answer.
Debating
well, I'm going back and forth. Yeah,
your
I'm
mom?
Going back. Whoa.
He's,
all right.
He's too Catholic for this.
All right, segue. Stevie, what constitutes joining in?
Yeah, I mean,
like,
can I just
oh, God.
Can I just dip a toe for a second, or what are we talking about?
And the question is, can you decide you're going to keep fight. Watching it until you've had enough? I mean, you, at that point, you probably off yourself, though.
Or you just become numb to it, and you just keep watching.
Yeah, do I have to have my eyes open, or do I just
I
have to listen?
I think you have to have your
no,
eyes
no,
open.
No, it's like every day you get home from work, and you have to go over to your parents' house and have sex.
You're hanging out with your friends, and you're like, can we just make a quick pit
no,
stop?
I might just go for it.
Pizza?
Get it over
you'll
with.
Probably be like, oh, that's 5 to 10 minutes tops.
I just don't have time to go watch that every day.
I know, exactly.
My free time is very valuable.
So, you would definitely set up like a webcam, right? Like, you wouldn't have to go
wait,
there.
We're filming it
creepier.
Now, too?
No, so you don't have to go there every
right,
day.
I don't want footage
yeah,
of this.
That's okay. Like,
you don't record it.
It just comes to your eyes feed. Every day.
Yeah, Google Glass.
Google Glasses things.
Well, webcam's a totally different story. That's
what
kind
about
of cheating.
Danielle and
Stevie.
It'll
be like and Fish Grateful Dad. Oh, do you remember September 2008?
It's
that
not
was a
recording.
Good session.
It's not recording. It's just a live stream.
Yeah. Danielle and Stevie, would you guys join in with Laurie and Charlie?
I think
would
at some point I would have
together?
To.
If it was
no,
webcam,
they could do it
then I'd watch. But if I had to go there every
would
night.
You guys rather, would you guys rather join in together or separately? What's weirder?
Lucia, you get all bent out of shape and then you bring that shit up. Fuck.
They never
I'm answered. Curious.
Lucia still didn't answer.
I don't really understand my question.
I'm not explaining.
Okay,
it.
So you would have to
one person is involved. All right, one person is involved or two people are involved. One person is involved every night or two people are involved one night. Do the math, Lucia.
That's the nicest way to say it.
Yeah.
Do the math, Lucia.
I would,
decide.
I think
one person is watching.
One person.
I stopped myself. All right,
so Lucia would watch. Danielle, Stevie, I don't. Did you answer?
If it was a webcam, I'd watch. But if it was live, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like sitting in the
I
room.
Might just have to get it over with one day.
Ooh,
and just,
you're so
I know,
gross.
I
the question is, how would you get it over
I
with?
I know. It depends on how.
How would you participate?
Yeah, that's what the thing is. It depends on
can
how
I
would
just,
have to participate.
Could it just be hands?
Can I just pop yeah. a loogie from like 30 feet away?
Could I give like a kiss on the cheek and
ooh,
be
that's
done?
Weird.
I should have looked up know. Specifics.
Yeah, that's honestly the worst thing I've ever heard. I hate you, Stevie, so much.
I mean, you could always take a lot of drugs and
Stevie, you have any
really
yeah.
get your head in the right.
If
mind
you don't remember
you
it, did it really happen?
Blackout.
That's almost worse, though.
Well, you better have a good time when you right. do it, at least.
That's weird. That's disgusting.
All right. Stevie's getting drunk and participating one time. All right. That leaves me, and I'm just killing myself, because fuck that.
That's not one of the
Fine, I'll join in and then I'll kill myself. Would are you happy?
Lucia, talk into the microphone.
Why not just kill yourself before you
join in?
I tried and then Lucia said I couldn't. Oh. But if it's an option, I'm killing myself.
Yeah, if you're killing yourself, do it before you join in for sure.
Yeah, but then do I have to, am I like all eternity, am I watching?
Is that a cruel, ironic twist.
Yeah.
So Keith, we've been filming your parents. This is the time where you have to actually answer this question.
No, fuck you, Stevie. I honestly think I need to join in.
Yeah, I think killing myself would be.
I think you have to join in
just
once.
Purely from a time of day kind of thing. I just don't have time for that.
I guess, yeah, you probably just have to join in once and then like be dependent on heroin for a year, go to rehab, and then you would be okay.
Yeah. I do like Stevie's idea of getting so drunk you don't remember.
Me too. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, that you had a good
time. The question is...
We're not talking about
the
having
question
a good
is,
time.
Would Laurie and Charlie let you join in, though? I feel like the parents have to have some say in this.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm not going down this fucking rabbit hole. Hey, I think it's time to change.
We could have a whole podcast about this.
I think it's time to change the subject. Lucia, please. What subject did you bring to the table?
So my subject is things that everyone thinks are overrated.
Okay.
So, controversial. Brought this up last time. I love a nice breakfast with eggs and bacon. However, I think bacon has become somewhat overrated. Because it's like such a fad right now.
Well, you always say this.
I'll put it this way. It's good.
And you always eat bacon.
There's no reason to add it to everything.
Well, there is no reason to have a toothpaste and like
ice cream.
Ice cream and add it to every single thing.
Well, yeah.
So I'm fine with consuming it. If you want to put it in any food I eat, I'm probably going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't need a shirt with it on it.
Yeah.
No.
I don't need people changing the signs on those like air dryers in like public bathrooms to say put hands down, receive bacon.
But don't you think now that like bacon is just it's like always there. It's like, "Oh, have this."
It's terrible marketing.
Burger filled with bacon or have this blah blah with bacon.
Pizza with bacon on it. You fucking
That was for you.
Right into our next topic.
Let's see ya.
Hey, but do you know what I'm saying? No. I feel like they just add bacon to everything now when it doesn't have to be there.
I agree.
Okay,
it's a good taste.
They're just, I guess it's overrated, but it's not anywhere near the most overrated thing because bacon starts as good and some people just think it's amazing. Right.
So what is the most overrated thing?
Beyonce.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what? I agree with that.
Beyonce is absolutely the most overrated.
Oh, poor Beyonce.
Oh my God. Poor Beyonce.
She's just a nice
she lives
lady.
A rough
is
life.
She? No, she is not
I feel
nice.
Like she's not nice.
She's not.
She's just beautiful and has great legs.
This is true.
She's not beautiful. She's just smothered in makeup. She's not beautiful. She's not an amazing singer. She's not an amazing dancer. She's not an amazing performer. She's not an amazing person. She's not really amazing at all.
Wow. No, I'm
with
you.
She's a very good singer.
That last album, everyone was all over. It was so sexual.
Did you listen to it?
It was very sexual.
Yeah, why are you listening to Beyonce?
I was forced to. When I was out in Colorado, they liked to listen to that album.
That wasn't your last album.
Well, maybe.
People in Colorado listen to that?
It's terrible. At an art center.
That's specific.
Really?
Yeah.
It's terrible. She's so terrible.
It was so sexual. And I just think if a man had that kind of album, they would be all over the media.
She became a fad, basically.
I like Destiny's Child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she was the worst.
That's not even
Beyonce. Michelle Williams was way better.
What?
The other one, way better.
What's the other one's name?
Doesn't matter. She's
she had the red
Beyonce.
Hair. Kelly.
Kelly. Roland. Yeah.
She was the best.
She was the best. You're right. The problem with her, though, is that at one point, someone's like,
Roland?
No. Beyonce. At one point, someone's like, she's like the best thing ever. She's our fucking royalty. I didn't fucking sign off on that.
I used to really like her.
At all. Why?
I liked her at the beginning when she was like crazy in love and I don't know, that era.
My problem with music in general is it doesn't seem to be a meritocracy anymore. Like, the best musicians aren't.
I need a definition on that.
Merit. The best people aren't the most successful.
Well,
you know?
Justin Bieber is very successful.
Like,
you
where
know why?
Is.
Because now they're on video. And before, you just listened to them on the radio and it was just their voice.
Not everyone can be Trey.
You got to you got to shake your booty.
Fuck. All right, I've talked too much.
There's only one Jerry Garcia.
Oh my god. Shut it down. Shut it down quick.
Who's next for overrated?
I kind of just added that in though. You didn't even say that. I just said it in place of yours.
I think Wegmans is overrated.
Oh my god, don't start.
There, I said it.
Well, you guys have them everywhere in New York, right?
Not like, every where we're
started
from.
In Rochester.
It was it's like your local grocery store.
So
Wegmans.
It's like the only option.
So it's very expensive.
I went to a Wegmans and I was like, oh, Wegmans. Yeah. And I still feel like that sometimes.
I went there. Yeah. I've been there twice, and the thing that stuck out to me the most is that they have like fresh octopi for like $100 a pound.
Exactly.
I'm just like, well, what the
now
fuck?
Now imagine if that was your only option.
I'm going to give you the condensed version of Michael's rant. So once upon a time in 1993, when we were young children, it was just a nice, clean grocery store with good customer service. And now Danny, with the Coke problem, has taken over the business and it's become the next
Danny
Whole Foods.
Wegman?
Yes. Drop mic.
He has a Coke problem.
No. That was a high school thing.
Oh, okay.
Do you... What? Okay, I'm
going
to need
the Wegmans.
Some, you know the Wegmans?
Well, no. It's just that they started in our hometown.
Okay.
Like, my
and
mom's
his parents
worked
went
for
to...
Wegmans for like 20 years.
So I guess it's kind of like the
I
market basket
Wegmans,
when they had
like
their...
His parents
the
went to high school with him.
Fighting.
Yeah.
Okay. I got nothing to say about the octopi thing.
It's a great story.
Well, how much would it be at Market Basket is my question.
Like $12.
Yeah.
What?
But it's really ridiculous.
Yeah, that place was super
I really only gone
expensive.
Twice also.
I haven't been once
but
since I've been
cool,
in
But they have cool like specialty
it's
foods.
It's been great.
Yeah.
What
it's
is an octopi?
Kind of
octopus.
It's
why do they call it octopi when it's not
plural?
It's the plural of octopus.
Really?
Yeah. I should have said octopus. Yeah, I should have.
Really?
Octopuses.
No,
octopuses.
Not that. Octopussy.
Octopussy.
Ooh.
Stevie, what do you think's overrated?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to have to send this on over till I think about something.
Well, I think, has anyone not gone?
Danielle, what's overrated?
Nightclubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Like, going out.
Yeah, I haven't been to a nightclub in very long.
I've never been to a nightclub, but I would
really,
want to.
You strike
what?
Me as a
you've
nightclub
never been
guy.
To a nightclub.
All right, so does anyone remember what Jesse Consopolis' nightclub was called,
what
where the Rippers
I didn't
played?
Know we had one.
I don't even know what you're talking.
It's from Full House. I fucking hate everyone.
I don't like Full House.
But yeah, you get all like amped up to go out and stuff, and then you get there, and then there's just a bunch of creepy people,
slimy,
and then you can barely
greasy.
Hear your friends.
Terrible Beyonce music playing.
Yeah.
Or like not even just songs you don't know.
Yeah.
God, I can't even remember.
Clubs are only fun in Spain.
Grinding is nice though.
I had the worst.
Grinding real slow though.
Club experience in Italy. Got pickpocketed. Right. I got trapped in the nightclub, and I think that was the last time I ever went. It's terrible.
Those are the best. Well, I did come up with one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say football.
Whoa. Agreed.
Not because I don't like football, but I think a lot of people spend their whole life just...
Tipper.
Watching football and looking up stats.
Yes.
And
that's
for
what?
Get.
The stats thing. I get watching it. But like the constant office talk that happens in my office about... Like these numbers of football players, I'm like.
And then there's like the girls too that think it's like cool to like football, so they like get all dressed up in like their pink hats and whatever, and are like, "Yeah, I like football. I'm one of the guys." But you're just like trying too hard to be like that.
Yeah. I mean, a girl can like football. Yeah. But when you're obviously just liking it to
be cool.
Yeah, when you're Kendra girls Wilkinson overrated. Or whatever the fuck her yeah. name is.
You know what? Overrated females.
Females are overrated.
All right, is it? I think it might be time to change the subject.
Did Katie do one?
Katie, oh, yeah, Katie got it. I don't have one.
You don't have one?
Nothing?
Anything in my life overrated. Is perfectly rated.
All right. Come on, Katie. Nothing. Nothing.
Wine tours. Wine tours are overrated.
Yeah. And, like, people who talk about what the taste in wine.
Yeah.
When they
yeah.
say that
is
there's,
very...
like...
All right, Michael. Yes, that is very true, because it's all bullshit.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah. can you taste the citrus? It's like, nope, this is just made of grapes.
Like, do you... Yeah. They're like, drink this Merlot. Do you taste the hints of macadamia nut and also mahogany. The smokiness yeah. of the
See,
mahogany?
Now, I don't agree with you guys there about the tasting of wine, but the wine tour itself, I'm not there to go walk around the place.
No, I'm there. Stevie and I do it pretty frequently, but it's because you can get drunk really fast.
Yes, you can.
But
I'm talking about like $5
or $10. The party bus. I don't know if that's a thing around here, but like...
Party bus?
In the Finger Lakes, yeah, people take party buses though. And they take the day and they just go tour around the Finger Lakes and get shit-faced off the
Yeah, you
worst
can say
wine.
Shit-faced.
I mean, it's the worst wine. It's like grape juice.
I'm not into like blueberry wine, strawberry
yeah, that's
wine.
That's what they all are. Like,
just leave it to grapes.
Raspberry honey wine.
I don't like sweet wine.
Yeah. Me neither.
Leave it to the grapes.
I think it's time to change the subject. Darcy, what subject did you bring to the table?
Let's talk coleslaw.
Don't
make me
suspense.
Do this.
You said maybe we'd talk abortion.
This. I'm so excited. Very
instead,
controversial.
Well, in a way, you know, a bad coleslaw really is an abortion.
That is true.
Stevie gets very heated about his coleslaw.
I freaking love coleslaw.
What?
Coleslaw is great.
I feel
there's
like
a reason you guys are friends.
There's a lot of things that like masquerade as coleslaw, but I don't know if it's actually coleslaw. What constitutes coleslaw to you?
Well, it starts with cabbage.
Cabbage. Carrots. Onions. Vinegar.
Mayo.
Mayonnaise. So, something Keith loves.
Mayo's fine, but there's too much in fucking...
Do you not like coleslaw?
Coleslaw is okay.
I see what you're saying. There's other like slaws. Like I've made
yeah,
like
what's
Asian
that oriental
slaw.
Stuff?
I like that one.
Are those...
I like all things slaw.
An apple slaw?
Apple slaw.
It's pretty good.
No, I just like a clean, straight coleslaw. You know?
Okay.
All right.
I agree.
Give it to us straight, Michael. How do you make the coleslaw?
Yeah, what's your recipe?
He's very passionate about his coleslaw.
It's an understatement.
Well, it starts with slicing the cabbage. Very thinly. Very thinly.
Okay.
Nobody wants those chunks you get in restaurants. And then it's just simple. You know, mayonnaise from there. Equal parts sugar to vinegar.
That's where I dip.
Salt it before serving.
Way more vinegar than mayo.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
That's when I like it. Is
wrong.
When there's not a
I
ton
like
of
more
mayo.
Vinegary.
You don't
but
know
that's
what
for
you're
all things
about.
That have part vinegar, part mayo. I like
when
vinegar.
Have you ever made coleslaw?
I have made it before.
I've never seen you make coleslaw.
It was disguised by oriental flavors.
And I've pretty much eaten like 10 pounds at once of Darcy's coleslaw.
This is true.
It is phenomenal coleslaw.
How do you eat 10 pounds of anything
he
at
didn't.
Once, Stevie?
It was a big bowl, but I was eating it with my actual hands.
You had like a
reverse. Sabrina threw it out.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. It was disgusting.
I think there might be.
Oh my god, I forgot.
I think there might be pictures of it, actually.
Yeah, he was really drunk and he thought it was really funny. So he's just putting his hand, like scooping it out with his hands and like rubbing it on his face.
That doesn't sound like the Stevie I know.
It doesn't?
It was fantastic.
It was disgusting and he was doing
it.
It
was a beautiful sight.
It was the coleslaw.
I don't like how you say it without the L in the
yeah,
coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
My dad says that too. It's funny.
Coleslaw.
Hey, you know what I thought of? What my overrated thing?
Yeah, let's coleslaw. Go back a topic.
Ooh. What do you pair coleslaw with? Because anytime I get it, I'm just like, I
pork
want the
smoked pork.
Anything barbecue.
But yeah. So when I get it with barbecue, I'm like,
fish
I'd
tacos.
Rather eat more barbecue and less coleslaw. So I just
fair
leave
enough.
It, you know?
But for a side.
No, it's good.
Like, I'd rather
you need
a coleslaw
that.
Than
for
a...
what?
Roughage.
You guys said you can't that at just, the same time.
Yeah, you can't just eat a lot of pork.
I can.
Wait, what did you say? Fine.
Roughage.
No, but you can't what?
You can't just eat pork, you know?
Maybe
one day.
Well,
day
two
is going to be a painful day.
I prefer a good coleslaw to a good pasta salad, potato salad.
Ooh, well, potato salad's pretty good, but I might put coleslaw above it.
I don't like potato salad. I love
coleslaw. A good coleslaw.
Yeah, and there's a big difference.
There is.
It's like potato salad, too. Potato salad, there are good potato salads.
I love
potato
salad. Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
It has to be Red Bliss potato salad.
A lot of it's the mayonnaise. The mayonnaise factor in all these things. Same with... the macaroni salad.
I like the vinegar more than the
You know what? I'm going to just go out and say that bacon can go in potato salad.
Yes, it can.
Not overrated.
Potato salad, not good.
What?
Coleslaw, meh. Pasta salad.
You just can't be pleased.
Pasta salad's good because there's no mayo, typically.
Oh, I hate
pasta salad
with mayo.
You know what I love in pasta salad?
What? Pepperonis?
Fucking, like, pepperonis or salami, you know, that kind of shit. Yeah,
definitely. I was joking.
Pasta salad's my least favorite salad.
I like it if there's mayo.
My favorite salad is regular salad.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, I like the mayo, too.
And pasta salad?
My mom makes it with
mayo
all the time.
Mayo should never be on pasta.
Mayo's good.
That's the problem, Stevie.
I just like mayo.
It's not that much mayo.
It's too much.
I like mayo.
Your mom makes everything with mayo.
That's entirely too much mayo.
Pasta salad.
Mayo cake.
Cakes. What the
well,
fuck?
Cake, that's like a very normal thing, though.
Is it really?
That's just entirely too much mayonnaise.
Yeah, it makes it really moist.
Lucia, tell me how a mayo cake is normal, please.
Well, no, I mean just adding it in there. It makes sense. I've used it before.
Make
sense.
Makes it moist.
It's moist.
Yeah, it's very moist.
Cake is moist without mayo.
But what I did...
Wait, I'm going to... This is actually overrated. Are we still on that topic?
No.
We're on the coleslaw topic.
Yes. You're going to have a hard time editing this, Keith.
All right. Well, what's overrated is girls who hate the word moist. I hate you.
It's not that big of a deal.
I have to say, I've never had a good coleslaw.
Never?
No. I usually ignore it because I've never had one I've enjoyed.
I think it's time to change this.
Wait, but Darcy really does have a really good coleslaw.
Well, he didn't. He went over his.
So
equal parts.
Next time we need to bring it to the table.
It's true.
All right, we can do a taste test.
And then we can really understand each other.
Yeah, let's bring a bunch of different slaws to the table.
Ooh, I would love to do a slaw tasting.
Slaw tasting. We're gonna save the best subject for last. So the next subject is. Paper towels. You guys ready to talk paper towels?
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking.
I have to start this one off.
Is anyone as heated about paper towels as I am?
In what way? I'm not sure.
I fucking love paper towels.
I'm pretty neutral.
They're the fucking best.
I do love paper towels.
But you know what's literally the worst thing in the world?
When you run out?
When I run out of fucking paper towels. Because it's like, the only time you ever know you've run out of paper towels is when you have something you need to fucking clean up.
That's right.
So it's a disaster every single time. And then I just want to like
toilet
rip
paper
my
just
hair
won't
out.
Do.
I want to yeah. Toilet paper is dissolves.
Too flimsy.
It dissolves.
Napkins. It takes too many.
It takes too many, and those are overpriced. I don't want to wash a regular towel. I want to be able to throw it away because I'm not green.
How dare you?
I use them for almost everything. Like, they're so versatile.
How do you feel about the half-size tear-offs?
It's good because you can use it as a napkin.
Sometimes, cheaper than napkins. I tear one expecting two and get one, and then I have to throw it out because it's not big enough
for
mine.
And then you get that one, like, little tail piece.
Yeah, don't
even
be started on that tail.
But the thing is that...
tail. It'll get you.
The thing about the half-sheets is that it's caused me to, you know, use them... less frequently
amount.
Like yeah I'm using them because I really only need half a paper towel to clean up this little tiny mess that I usually would use an entire paper towel but the problem with paper towels is that if you buy the wrong kind then they're like all useless sometimes you get the store brand and then you try to get that you know
what about the bathroom brown paper towels. Those are the worst.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the ones at like public bathrooms.
They come out of the dispenser.
No. Might as well be toilet
paper.
Wait,
we need to go back a second because I want to disagree about the half paper towels.
Yeah, I'm not into them.
Because no matter what, I pull it out and now I'm probably grabbing extra.
Yeah.
I'm probably grabbing out like 4.5 halves. Which is 2.5.
That's entirely too much.
That's actually 2.25. Oh, no,
no. No, paper towels.
Oh, yeah, paper towels. What about those ones that are like cloth? Like, they actually feel like a real
those,
napkin.
They're called
is
Viva.
Is that Bounty?
Too much for my blood.
It's No. It's the brand Viva. They're amazing.
You throw them out still when you're done.
Yeah, but it's still too rich for my blood, you know? Like, I can't afford that soft
they
shit.
Are expensive.
Oh, me either, but when other people buy them, it's
really, it's really nice. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What happened to me, literally probably a year ago, I mistakenly bought cheap toilet paper, and I still
we're still
have
living
it.
Through that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Two apartments later.
It
man,
lasts
with all
so
the
much
coleslaw
longer.
You
how
eat,
sore
I'm
your
surprised.
Bones.
And Keith, actually, I do buy the premium Market Basket brand paper towels.
Oh, premium. That's why. I
so
mean,
it is
get
a
worse.
Little bit softer.
Yeah.
it's a little
growing
bit
up,
softer.
We never had paper towels.
Really?
Really?
How do you live without them?
Never. You never had paper towels?
Nope.
What'd you use?
Towels.
Real towels.
Yeah, real towels.
Must
wow.
be nice with
how often did you guys do laundry?
Like every day, but there were seven
probably
of us, so I think
it
was just—it was like a frugal thing.
Yeah,
like
there was
we're not going to buy
nine of you.
Paper towels are kind of expensive when you think about
they
it.
They are,
yeah.
And if
it's
you
terrible
have
for the environment.
20 dish towels. I'm not agreeing with my parents because as soon as I went off to college, I bought like a ton of paper towels.
Well, and if they're doing laundry anyway, you just throw them in.
They
just
don't take up in. Much space.
Do you remember how paper towels used to have a bunch of pictures on them?
And now
they
still
do.
Really? The only ones I ever see are all white.
That's because you get the terrible Market Basket.
Yeah. Why would you want
market
pictures on them?
Market Basket has pictures on them.
Because it's nice to look at before
spruce
I mop
up
things
your
up.
Your kitchen.
It would look
oh,
so stupid.
Oh, that's cute.
It's all in like pastel
let me get this
colors,
spill.
Too.
Oh, it is fall.
The newest art has been on paper towels.
That's right.
How will I know what movie I need to go see?
That's how
just,
you really make money.
It never looks good. It's all like pastel colors.
Yeah, it's like
it,
faded.
Kind of like mac and cheese.
It faintly
just the borders.
Resembles.
It's always grapes.
Very look often produce.
Look at the guy on the Bounty. He's probably so famous because he's got his face on every single paper.
You're thinking,
towel.
Isn't it that the
that's
Brawny man?
Dr. Clean.
Brawny.
Brawny. Bounty is a bear.
Bounty
Brawny. Is a bear. Brawny is a Brawny Who, man.
Well,
and
who's
that's
the best?
Toilet paper.
Like,
now we're getting real confused.
No, here. We're not. We're not. This is good.
We're lost.
Who's the best mascot for paper towel, toilet paper, laundry detergent? Anything in those few rows that a
scrubbing bubbles.
Oh, the butt, the little teddy bear.
No. Oh, I was gonna say,
Snuggles.
I hate him.
Snuggle.
Yeah,
I hate
him.
I hate
scrubbing bubbles.
Snuggle?
He's so annoying.
Snuggle is not annoying.
No, he tries so hard to be cute.
He is cute.
He's cute.
I'm
he's
so soft.
Bear.
So my younger brother,
Mr. Clean's pretty cute.
Mr. Clean's hot.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Snuggle, my younger brother, you know how everyone has like a favorite stuffed animal? Mm-hmm. His was the Snuggle Bear.
Gross.
But wow. He named him Snuggles. So it was slightly different. So Snuggles was his
but do you
his
remember
bear
like
choice.
The commercials back in the day? Like
yep.
I just have them ingrained in my memory and it was like a stiff fake bear and like trying to look cute and it was creepy.
Scrubbing bubbles, I agree.
Scrubbing bubbles.
I don't know why, but
it's
when
a nice
I was a
little
kid,
scrubber.
My
it's
aunt with a
face terrible.
On it. My aunt had that, like, scrubbing bubbles in her tub. I was like, what is that? It's like a squid, but it's...
Yeah.
So we all agree that the answer is Snuggle?
Absolutely not.
I
most memorable.
You know, I'm just not sure.
Yeah,
the bear's kind of cute.
What's
the
Tide mascot? Orange?
Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. That's the cutest.
All right, we can all agree it's Jeff Gordon. I think it's time to change the subject one last time. Katie, what subject have you brought to the table?
All right, moving on to a lighter subject. We're going to talk about how the Catholic religion has ruined my life.
All right.
I'm not trying to get political.
I don't even know if I can talk on this. I feel like I'm going to offend
God. You married
God.
Into a Catholic church.
All right, sorry, Katie. Continue.
So you were married under the Catholic God.
Yeah.
Okay, so I only bring this up because... Both Michael and I were raised heavily Catholic. Catholic heavy. And it's...
Was that a version of Catholicism that I'm not aware of?
Super heavy. And it continues to plague my life. For instance, so we went to the cottage, Mike's parents' cottage, the other weekend. I guess this was a year ago, actually. And his grandmother comes, who's like way Catholic, and she refuses to let anyone not go to church. So we said, we lied, and we said that we were going to church in the morning. And then me, Michael, and his dad drove around the Adirondacks for an hour pretending we were going to church.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to go to church?
But then you had to deal with the Catholic guilt.
Yes. And that's a huge part of it that's actually still ruining my life, is the guilt that's associated with it.
Yeah, I am. I know the Catholic guilt well. I went to a Catholic elementary school. I had teachers tell me I was going to hell because I wasn't Catholic multiple times.
Wow.
Yeah, and this was when I was in like fifth grade, so that was fucked up.
Wow. We went to Catholic elementary school, but it was pretty like hippy-dippy as far as...
Yeah, but we were Catholic.
That's true.
You weren't getting told you're going to hell. That was me as a...
We were just questionably going to hell depending on what we did.
Yeah, I mean, I was Christian, mind you, just not Catholic. So
not good.
Yeah, I was going to hell. But so that's one example.
But yeah, Mike's grandma is like the most Catholic person I've ever met in our life. It's like...
She's super Catholic.
How does she feel about your relationship?
Not good.
What
not
about
good.
You guys living together?
We live
not
together.
Good.
Does she knows that?
But
that
she knows it's a two-bedroom apartment because you guys are in different bedrooms. Right?
Well, it's one bedroom, but with the twin beds that we sleep separately.
Well, that's another thing.
Well, I think
so,
that's what they did when they were married, too.
So Mike's parents are coming up in
that is
weekends,
awkward.
And like they know we live together, but we've never slept in the same bed when we're with them. So,
or when you're not with them, right?
Or yes, we've
or
never
when we're not with we're them.
That is crazy.
That's right, Jim and Rosie.
Right? I mean, your dad definitely gets it, but maybe.
Oh, Rose, they both. I think they both get it.
They get it, but they. Not just
so they're gonna be in shock when they see the one bed.
And you're like, oh, good night.
They know it's just gonna be awkward.
You guys have to go to bed after they go to bed.
Yeah, it's gonna
that's
be terrible.
Funny.
Are they staying at your apartment?
Yeah.
Yep. My parents are staying in a hotel because they like to pretend ignorance.
Really?
Ignorance
so this is
bliss.
How Catholic
yes,
your
it
parents
sucks.
Are.
Yeah.
Really?
My mom was pretty strict back in
it's
the day.
Very Catholic.
But
when
she's
is,
become relaxed.
When is a Catholic religion going to realize they need to relax on these like stringent policies around
never.
Sexuality?
That's a question for the ages.
Because...
Hey, well, I mean, I feel like the Pope is pretty...
He's pretty lenient. Oh,
they but must not have many can't. Members anymore, though, because like you don't talk to many people our
who?
Age that are religious. The
no,
Catholic
it's declining
church.
Swiftly.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I went to like, my grandma's church the other day, or a while ago. It's like median age 85.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's how our church is that we went to when we grew up.
My family was not welcomed back to the Catholic Church.
Ooh.
The priest told my mom that we weren't allowed to go back there.
Why?
Why?
So we were raised Catholic. My mom used to like do CCD, and she was like a really big part, be like one of those communion people.
Mm-hmm.
And she once all the allegations came out about the people being molested by priests
oh, like that movie?
And stuff. Yep. She used to, I was so embarrassed at the time, but whatever. But she used to go and participate in protests in Boston outside
oh,
of the cathedral.
No. Damn.
Because my mom's a hippie.
Nice.
And she would force me and all my younger sisters to go with her. Like, I was in fifth grade and, like, so ashamed.
Oh, my God.
Because I didn't understand what was happening. And I had to, like, hold up a sign that was like, I was raped with, like, a little boy's picture on it.
What the fuck?
Is this real?
Yeah, and we're like, we were just, I don't know. But she was doing it, obviously, for, like, good reasons. She's
well, yeah.
like, you should be supporting whatever. But I hated it at the time. And she also started this, or she didn't start it, but she ran this group in our church called Voice of the Faithful. And it was all, like, supposed to be supporting victims. And the priest
oh, no.
did not like it and did not like that she was doing it. And he was also, not a great priest. And
can you expand on that, please?
Well, I will. But he was just like, he was weird. He was like one of those priests that tried to be a cool priest. Like, he was young and like,
tried to we get had you one
he was, he you befriended cool the high boys. School boys.
Mike and I were actually had our first communion from a guy that raped little boys.
Ooh.
Yep. True story.
Yeah.
Wow. Father Dave.
Not me, though.
We had a Father Dave, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Do you feel left out? You're like, what?
He wasn't hot enough.
Was I not a hot enough second grader?
No, I'm feeling very, very good about how things turned out.
You were prime age, to hold your poster up.
Were you an altar boy, too?
You're probably too tall, too old looking.
So, Katie, did you ever have to be part of the church? Like, choir.
Oh, I did. I was in choir. I was a sacristan.
Her parents still give out the Eucharist.
Yeah. Well, really? The sacristan, for those of you that don't know, are like the people who get the stuff ready before Mass.
So I had to
do that, and I had to sit in the front row, which I was like mortified to do. I was like, please don't make
that me. That sounds horrible.
What's it called when you do this?
People on the podcast.
Yeah.
So Lucy just put her right hand into there.
What is that when you're in a chorus and you?
Oh,
do
yeah.
Canter. Oh, I canter. Used to canter at church.
Oh, what the fuck?
I was a person really? Who'd sing it and then I'd go like this. But all of my dreams of being a singer fell out the door. Is that the same?
So what is your current relationship with the Catholic Church?
I'm not allowed back.
I'm gonna be forced to marry into it.
To finish my story.
Christmas and Easter.
Yeah, you were telling
my
a story.
My mom started the support group, and then the priest told her that we weren't welcomed back because he didn't want her hosting it at our church or whatever.
Damn.
And then, like, 2 years later, he was moved to another church, strangely. And our church was about, like, $2 million in debt or something.
Jesus Christ.
St. Catherine's, Westford, Mass.
Really?
F you.
St. Catherine's.
Father Bill,
you fucking suck.
So, go to hell.
So when I went to CCD, I pretty much every single time, I'd get kicked out. And it was on purpose too.
But not with Mr. Panic.
Even he had to kick me out.
Oh.
I would always bring up like, why isn't gay marriage accepted? Wow. All this stuff. Yeah. I would just blow their minds with questions that they weren't even allowed to answer. So they would just kick me out, and then I would just sit there, and there's extra pizza in the kitchen. And
you really had this down.
Yeah,
but you became one guy's favorite because he's like, I love that you're questioning the faith and really like looking into things.
Oh, I know. And then I actually worked at CCD for a little bit. I got $20 to go.
Oh my God. Do you guys ever do vacation Bible school?
No.
Oh,
I had to do it twice. So I had to go through my school because we went to Catholic elementary school. And then I went to my own parish. 2 weeks of hell.
I tried to block those memories out of my mind. Along with the youth group meetings.
Oh, youth group was
so cool.
So you all have strained relationships with the Catholic Church?
Say the least.
Is this what I'm supposed to understand?
But are you going to get married in a Catholic church?
Hell yeah.
If I want my parents to attend and my grandmother.
Rosie would murder me in my sleep.
So
you're gonna raise
my grandma
Catholic?
Thinks that
hell no.
My grandma thinks that the natural disasters going around the country right now are God smiting the earth for bad Hollywood. I'm not kidding you.
She was okay. So we went to Cape Cod a couple weeks ago, and his entire family is on the beach at sunset. It's like this nice, like, finally peaceful moment with his family. And I look over, and Joan is praying.
With her eyes closed, saying the rosary.
Literally saying the rosary on the beach at 7 o'clock at night on a Saturday.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, the worst ways to spend time.
We pray for them.
Are there?
No, not really. I feel like I have, like, the healthiest relationship with the Catholic Church because I went to church, like, once a month at my Catholic school because I was forced to. So, you know, like I experienced it. I could see the good parts and the bad. Like I was raised with the moral compass that comes
that
from,
is
like,
one thing I will say that is
kind of, yeah, definitely.
Like, that's
like,
the
but yeah. I feel like you could be raised not
you can.
And with still a religion have a moral and just compass. Be like be a good person.
Yeah, I mean but I just yeah.
That's like the whole premise of religion is like be
kind
moral
of,
compass. Don't be a shit.
Kind of, but then it's also I mean, like, but don't like, be Jewish and don't be gay yeah. and don't
then there's
be
like the
and
whole
give
power
us money.
Crusade. And you can't be a woman and have power.
Crusade-y things.
So
that
part I agree with.
That's my issues with the church.
No, I mean, Danielle and I talk about Nora and how if she's going to go to CCD, I'm honestly leaning towards no. I used to be leaning towards yes, and then I went to my grandpa's funeral, and they spent 45 minutes shaming the people that weren't part of the church. Like, so this is...
That is so fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so like...
But so true.
No. So not what the funeral is about.
Exactly.
Right,
like, so my grandpa, like my dad is from a family of five brothers, and only one of them was like a devout Catholic at that point. And it just was like... All it was about was, you know, we're not sad because we know he's with Jesus now. And all you people who are sad, it's because you haven't found Jesus and you need to find Jesus. Wow. And then you'll be happy with us. And I was like, not the time, dude. Not the
really
time.
Really not the time.
At so. My cousin's confirmation, my mom, I think, left midway through because the cardinal came. Cardinal? Would that be who it was? Someone important came.
Sounds legit.
And just the whole time was talking about how wrong it is to be gay. And
wow.
Like just smiting
that's weird.
Gay
see,
people.
That's one thing I will give jeez. To our church. We I never heard anything about
and like it's supposed
about
to be
gay.
Like entering the Catholic Church. Like
it's
I'm all for like
gay.
Be that's whatever true. Religion you want to be, but don't impose it on other people.
Yeah, that's my thing.
And just be a good person.
Well, the
don't be a dick.
The entire business model of church is imposing it on other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's tough thing. Like, I'm kind of nervous about a society where there's no, like, church there to, like, instill some morality in little kids, but there's such bad things that come with that morality that
yeah
I know
like war
I know it is weird because like I like the idea of having this like instilled moral compass and it's like you can
other than the gay stuff you know
yeah. Or like,
my sister and her husband wanted to get married in a church and they were both raised I think Catholic but they like for the same reasons didn't want to do Catholicism and so they like went like church searching and like found one that was I forget what it is.
Is it probably, Unitarian?
Probably. So like anyone's welcome, whatever. Yeah. It's like a very and
it's all or nothing with the Catholics.
Yeah.
There's this so in Rochester where we're from, there was like this one Catholic church that was like, "You know what? We're going to let women talk." And we're going to say that gay marriage is okay, like this crazy radical shit. And the like...
Don't worry, we got rid of him quick.
The last pope, what was his name? The last pope that sounded, that looked like...
Benedict?
Looked the like, Sith Lord.
Yeah, the Sith Lord.
Benedict?
Get him out!
Yeah, yeah. He came, he was a cardinal at the time, and he came from the Vatican to Rochester to like shut this operation down.
Oh my God.
And this was real. And then, so my friend was like part of that church, and she's technically excommunicated.
Yeah, that's like my family.
Which
we're
is
excommunicated.
Some medieval shit.
Wow. I don't know. Yeah.
But then I went to the Vatican, and that was kind of cool.
That
I was impressed
cool.
with the Vatican.
Really?
They have a lot of shit.
I wanted to feel something from the Vatican, and I felt fucking nothing.
I didn't feel anything, same. But I said, holy shit.
Well, yeah, I guess I was
Catholics
impressed.
Have a
I was
lot
just like, this
of stuff.
Is where all of our donation money
yeah,
went.
This, yeah,
so
maybe
you can
sell
have a
some of this and help,
toilet.
Help
literally,
the hungry.
I took a tour, like a guided tour.
Let's see what's behind the scenes there.
And we raised
where are the whips? Where are the
people?
Chains?
Yeah, there's
where are the little
weird
children?
Things.
Illuminati,
there's
come
really
on.
There's really good children right outside the Vatican, though.
Need it.
All right, well, I think that might be another episode. Thank you, Katie, Darcy for joining us.
Probably the best one yet, right?
It's something.
Why didn't you think
it's something else? I can see the volume going way up and down.
Lucia, Stevie, I'm not thanking you because this is like your third podcast now, and you're like your old hat.
We're old.
Your old hat. But we're out of topics. We're out of time. Goodbye.